This podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs, Advocacy for Community Enrichment, LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venusSprings.org.
Hello and welcome to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. My name is Eva Fernandez, and I wanted to welcome you to Season 2 of our podcast, where today we talk a little bit about watching your tone. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, so today what I want to talk to you a little bit about is about tone. The tone that we might use with a hiring manager when we go in for a job interview. The reason why I chose this as another topic to talk about is because I recently had a client who came in. She was absolutely just incredibly articulate. She was able to describe her positions, answer her questions well. She had an immaculate resume, very impressive, very high level of education. So on paper, she's great. In person, she's great. But then I asked a question that I ask all the time when people come to me discussing job interviews. I ask the question, how do you answer the question when they ask you, do you have any questions for us? So I said, tell me how you answered that question when it was asked to you. So immediately, she answered the question. And the way in which she answered the question, it was very aggressive. I would say even a little bit confrontational. It was very much research-based. I mean, she had definitely done her homework, and she has asked a legit question, right? She asked a legit question about numbers, and she said, what are y'all doing about this? Sort of an attack mode. How do you determine these numbers? What do you do? How do you figure these out, you know? And as she told me, she didn't think that I would react in the way that I did. So I stopped her right there, and we talked about that sentence. And we talked about how, if you are across from a job interviewer, how you might feel a little bit taken aback, how you might feel like, whoa, hold on, I'm here just as one of the four people here in this group interview. I don't know the history of everything that's gone on. I don't know all the numbers. I can't possibly answer all these questions. So what this person did is this person came in with about 10 questions. She came in basically knowing the answers to the questions, which is what you're supposed to do. However, I said there's a way in which that you can ask the questions that come out very gentle, very articulate, very intelligent, don't come across as harsh or angry or anything like that. And even though that wasn't her intention, that's what was coming across. So initially, when she came to my office to really just talk about her resume, I think I kind of started to find the root of the problem. So one thing that I tell my clients is, I said, it's very, very important to watch your tone. Watch the way that you act and how you articulate yourself in front of others. When you go into a job interview, literally that job interview starts the moment you walk into the door. It is very, very important that you are yourself, because if you're acting something that you're not, it's going to come across. I have seen people go into job interviews where they dismiss the receptionist. They are on the phone the whole time. texting, or I don't know, maybe they're looking at their resume on their phone. I don't know. But they're acting a bit snobbish to the other people that are there. And what they fail to realize is that when people do job interviews, they usually talk to whoever may have seen them, right? So they might talk to the receptionist. They may talk to somebody else if somebody was walking in the hallway and introduced themselves. So the minute you walk in the door, all eyes are on you, like it or not. That's just the way it is. So I'd advise you to leave your phone in the car. I understand if you have to take it down with you, but make sure it's on silent and really make sure that you're not just staring at it the whole time. You can look at it, but, you know, be nice and friendly and, you know, greet people. It's really important because they pay attention to those things. When you have an interview and when you talk in a certain manner that you are confident and it's coming across, they can hear it. They can hear it. You're happy. You know, you're happy to be there. You're grateful. You're thankful to be there, right? It comes across. But there are occasions when we want so hard to portray ourselves as confident, but we end up coming across as a bit conceited, a bit vain. Sometimes we're just too laid back because we feel like it's a given. I know people who have had to re-interview for positions for the second time because maybe a grant ended or something, and they have to re-interview. And I know people who did not get the job. And so it could be a variety of reasons. You know, it could be maybe the person was just re-interviewing them kind of just to say that they did it but had no intention of hiring them. Or it could be that maybe they came across as a little, you know, show-offish. I admit, I've been there. I know what that's like to re-interview for a position that you've done before. Maybe you came back a year or two later and not get that position and then walk out and think, I did great. I did great on that interview. And you leave and then only to hear back, you know, a week later, thank you, but no thank you. So when we're having job interviews, and even we're having telephone interviews, it's very important to be mindful that you got to look out who your audience is, and you got to realize that nothing's a given. Just because you have seniority in the past, maybe you have friends who work there, maybe you have an immaculate resume, that doesn't guarantee anything. And I can say one of my pet peeves is people who think that the only issue for them not getting hired is their resume. Well, if I only had a new resume, oh, I just need to get a new resume. A lot of times it's not your resume. A lot of times it's not. Maybe you submit a resume without a cover letter. Maybe you blow your interview because you weren't able to articulate yourself well enough during the interview. So going back to tone, you express yourself verbally and in written form. So when you send that thank you note, which I know you do, you send that thank you note, do it in such a way that it expresses gratitude for them taking time away from their schedule to meet with you, to answer your questions. You can say something like, I feel very confident in myself that I could do a great job. I could be a perfect fit. But just make sure that you do it in such a way that doesn't come across as, I'm the only one who can freaking fill this spot. I'm the only one. Because really and truly, you might not be. There might be somebody else who's better for the position than you, who's a better fit. There's a lot of factors that go into it. However, the tone that you use is going to be remembered. If the tone that you use is one that is pleasing, one that is kind and thoughtful, one that articulates themselves, I'm just going to throw one more thing in. When you're in an interview, sorry, I am actually recording this podcast outside. There's an airplane going over. When you're in the interview, just remember that the people that are interviewing you aren't necessarily as invested as maybe your future supervisor is or the CEO is. Sometimes those people get thrown into the interview and they're in a pissed off mood. They don't want to be there, or they're daydreaming and they've got other things on their mind and they're just going round robin asking questions and they're not really paying attention. Now, I'd like to think that they all do and they're all totally invested. Sometimes they're not. I remember on one occasion when I got a new position and I was super excited, and there was one girl who always, I don't know, gave me attitude, you know, all the time. And I was above her, and I was like, what am I doing wrong? I remember asking my supervisor, what is it? Why does this person always give me an attitude? She always has a tone in her voice, a sarcasm of just dislike, utter dislike, right? What is it? So I asked her, and she said, I'll tell you the truth. And I said, please do. She said, well, she didn't get the job and you did. She interviewed for the job before you. She didn't get it, but you did. So she's upset. So there you have it. So sometimes people can express tone to you. Don't express it back, especially in a job interview. You might have people that are sitting in the job group panel, and they may have already tried to get the job, and maybe they weren't even interviewed for it, or maybe, I don't know, heaven forbid, they actually got set to be part of the panel to decide who can get that position. Or sometimes there's a friend who's upset because her friend or his friend didn't get the job, and she's like, I have to sit on this panel. I wish you should have gotten the job, but you didn't, so I have to sit on it. So there's a lot of factors that go in, you know? So I don't want you to think that it's always somebody else's problem why you didn't get the job, but I want you to be able to reflect and look at yourself and say, okay, what did I do? Did I do everything right? Did I do everything to the best of my ability? And when you leave that interview, you leave with a smile on your face, you leave shaking everyone's hand and thanking them for their time. And then when you get home or you get to your office, you write them a thank you note and express yourself as a kind manner why you'd be the best person for that job. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there, because I don't think everybody realizes sometimes how we come across. And what ended up happening with this particular client is she wrote me a really kind email after we met, actually a couple of hours after we met. And this particular client had been a teacher for many, many years. And she said, you know, she was very humbled by everything, by our discussion. And she realized that sometimes in life, she can't always be the teacher. She has to be the student. So that really stuck with me, because I think sometimes we feel like we know it all. We know it all. We know everything. We can just read about it or listen to it and we know it. We don't always know it. And sometimes somebody who doesn't know you, who's unbiased, can just point it out to you and you're like, oh my goodness, this light bulb turned on. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope that that was something useful to you. I wish you the best of luck when you do have job interviews coming up. But I want to remind you, when you are in the job, when you are working in the field, continue to maintain that tone. It's going to go take you a long way. It's really going to help you if you're able to maintain it, if you're able to speak kindly rather than yelling and sounding angry. It's really going to make a difference. So, as always, if I can be of assistance, please let me know. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great week.